We are here at World Pork Expo in the Novus International tent, and with me right now is Brad Lawrence. Brad, what's your title?
Technical manager for the pork business team for North America.
Now, our topic this year at World Pork Expo is oxidative balance and DDGs, or dry distillers grains, of course a byproduct of ethanol, and we continue to get more and more of that into the feed pipeline, so to speak, for all types of livestock, and getting more and more into the pork industry. And so how does the oxidative balance help to improve the nutritional value of DDGs for hogs?
Well, one of the things that's happened is we've increased the inclusion rates of distillers from just a few years ago, somewhere around 10%, now to very common to have 30 to 40% distillers in certain diets. We've fundamentally changed the nutrition of the pig, but we've not really done anything nutritionally to help that pig manage the change in diet. And it's 1% corn oil for every 10% distillers that we feed. So, you know, now with 30% distillers, we're adding 3% corn oil. That's something pigs have not seen before. That's high in unsaturated fats. Unsaturated fats are more prone to oxidation, and that is true both in the grain and oils and also in the tissues of the pig. So it's fundamentally changed the oxidative balance of the animal by adding the distillers, but we've not taken very many nutritional steps to help that pig change or manage those oxidative balance risks.
And so what is Novus doing to help that?
Well, we're looking at a lot of things, and one of the first things we had to understand was what was the potential impact of distillers, and we began with a model that used oxidized corn oil, so the same type of vegetable oil you would go to the grocery store and use, and we would oxidize that, and we were seeing negative effects. This agreed pretty well with what historically had been seen in poultry as well. Then we took that model, and we compared it against distillers' diets in nursery pigs. And we saw about the same amount of performance reduction with distillers as what we were seeing with the oxidized corn oil model. So that led us to believe that, yes, we were. Our model was pretty correct. After that nursery work, then we've gone into the grow finish animal and have been looking at diets that have had between 30 and 60% distillers in them and have been evaluating various Novus programs that can help manage the oxidative balance of the animal and help you get optimum performance with that high level of distillers.
Now, is there a difference in how much DDGs you can add to rations depending on the age of the pig or whether it's a sow or not? Is there a difference in how much DDGs you can add to their diet?
Now, what we're typically seeing is early nursery diets somewhere between 10 and 15% distillers. Then as you move to a late nursery pig, maybe there's 20 to 30% distillers, and that could continue all the way out to market depending on which packer the producer is going to and whether they need to do some type of withdrawal strategy to manage the iodine value issues around high levels of distillers use. In sow diets, we're seeing somewhere between 30 and 40% distillers becoming more and more common.
Well, because I remember when we first started using DDGs in livestock feed, really the hog industry didn't think that it was going to be good for them at all. That it was more into the cattle feed, and I guess it's been research like that that you've been doing that has helped producers see what they can add, how much they can add, and what they need to do to balance their rations to make sure that the feed is utilized correctly with the animals, right?
Correct. Today, given our industry, given current fuel policy and future energy policies, ethanol is going to be here to stay. There's some concerns about corn availability, but as we put corn into an ethanol plant, we're getting distillers back out. As swine nutritionists, we have to, for the future of our industry, learn what the optimum is from distillers' use, and we have to learn what the optimum nutritional technologies are that we can implement to get the most value out of the distillers. And today that's boiling down into several areas. That's understanding the amino acid availability with tools like Novus's Idea Kit. That's doing analysis looking at the sulfur content of distillers. And one of the latest areas that we've been looking at is what is the fat quality of distillers and helping use that as a tool to understand distillers' quality and also to understand where We may have distiller sources going into an operation that maybe we need to take some extra steps nutritionally to help them get the most value from that distillers.
Well, I know we've talked about the idea before, and talk a little bit more about idea.
Okay, the idea assay is, it's a test tube kit, if you will, that looks at the availability of amino acids from various protein sources. We don't typically, distillers is one of those that kind of falls in a area of providing both energy and amino acids. And what we see with distillers using our idea kit is between plants, there is a lot of variability in the amino acid availability. And that's due to the different processing methods that are used and those types of things. Within a plant, amino acid availability tends to be fairly consistent. That kit also is very good for helping producers understand amino acid availability from ingredients such as meat and bone meal, feather meal, and soybean meal.
All right, well, thank you very much, Brad. And the Novus International booth, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.